Blog Talk Radio.
What will we do? What will we do?
amen. Welcome to another broadcast of Walking in the Spirit. That song is so true, we need to hear from the Lord. We start every broadcast with that song because we know that we need to hear from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's important to hear, but it's important also to hear from the right source. And we need to hear from the Lord today. If there's ever been a time that we need to hear from the Lord, the time is now. Hallelujah. The time is now. The time is now. So we begin every broadcast with that we need to hear from you because it's important that we hear from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to Walking in the Spirit. My name is Brother Greg. I'm your host. We broadcast this program from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting out to our friends around America and around the world. I'd like to say hello to our listeners in America. I'd like to say hello to our listeners overseas in Africa and New Zealand and Europe. We thank God for you listening in. If you want to call into this program, I want to give you the number. The number is 714-464-5218. That's 714-464-5218. You can call in and speak live here on the broadcast. Well, we thank God for another Sunday morning. As you know, our program schedule is that we program every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We're reaching out to the many, many people who are not going out to the house of the Lord, or you may be preparing to go to the house of the Lord. You can find us here every morning at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, proclaiming the gospel. You can find us again on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock and on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. Write that down. We're going to be endeavoring to instill the true gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel as we know it from the New Testament. We're a New Testament church. We believe in New Testament principles and New Testament teachings, and that's what we're going to be talking about. We call our program Walk in the Spirit because we think it's important that as New Testament people that we begin and continue to walk in the Spirit. There seems to been a falling away from the proper teaching of the Godhead. You know, there's the Father and there's the Son and there's the Holy Ghost. And we must fellowship with all three of them simultaneously. And that teaching has left the church. As far as also the teaching of holiness, the teaching of forgiveness, the teaching of suffering, all of the teachings that are so much evidence in the gospel is gone. But we build this teaching upon the fifth chapter of Galatians, and we go through it all the time, where Paul says that we must walk in the Spirit if we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The only way that we have victory in this life is that we walk in the Spirit in conjunction with the Holy Ghost. And that's the principle of this program. We're going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit, how to deal with your life in the Spirit realm, how to enjoy the fruits that come from walking in the Spirit. Once you begin to enjoy them fruits, you're going to see that this is very, very real. So walking in the Spirit is our program. We call it that because we teach the instructions on how you can walk in the Spirit with the Lord and get the joy and the peace and the power that comes from walking with the Lord. You know, when Jesus left here, he said, I'm going to give you a gift. And the gift is the Holy Ghost. And the gift he gave was this third person, the Holy Spirit, who is here to help us and guide us into all truth. This is the missing ingredients in our walk today. You know, we're not walking in the Spirit. That's why there's no joy and there's no peace. You know, my fellowship with the Holy Spirit is amazing. What he does, he's a person, he's a third person in the Godhead. He's right there in the New Testament. This is the person that Jesus left. You know, just before Jesus was going, he told the apostles, he said, I have to go. They said, Jesus, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He said, I have to go. The apostles were shocked. They said, Jesus, what are you talking about? You have to go. We're walking, thousands and thousands of people are coming to see you, and you're saying you got to go? He said, I have to go. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go. It is necessary that I go. Apostle said, what are you saying? He said, I must go. Because if I go, then if I can then send you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to send you one, the scripture says, one just like myself. He said, I'm going to go to sit on my right hand of the Father, but I'm going to send you this third person, the Holy Ghost, which is going to empower you to walk in the Spirit. You know, that's what we're missing today. We don't know how to walk in the Spirit. We don't know how to walk with the Spirit of God. He said, I must go. It is expedient that I go, because I must send you the Spirit of truth. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I must send you this third person who shall comfort you and shall lead you and guide you unto all truth. Listen to me. If you're listening in New Zealand, you're listening in London, in America, where are you listening? I get listeners. Listen, we were designed in the New Testament to walk in the Spirit. The church has fallen back into the things of the flesh. We're now doing all of these fleshly things, and we wonder why there's no joy and there's no peace. We've fallen back into the things of the law. We were designed. Jesus, when he left, he said, I'm going to send the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Paul said, this Spirit, this God who I serve with my spirit. You know, we serve the Lord with our spirit, man. And that's how we fellowship with the third person. Now, some of you are listening saying, well, this guy's talking crazy. This is New Testament. This is the gospel. This is the blueprint that he left. This is the real blueprint. I'm going to teach you, if you stay with us, how you can walk in the Spirit, how you can get the fruits of the Spirit, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, how you can get the power to overcome the things of the flesh that so easily beset us. Listen, all of us, we have this treasure. The scriptures say that we have this treasure, our holiness. We have it in earthen vessels, that flesh. And the flesh, as Paul talks about in Galatians 5, it wars against the spirit all the time. But we're going to teach you how you can mortify the flesh, how you kill the flesh so the spirit man can rise up. And when that spirit man, listen, I tell you this is a truth. If you allow and if you do the right things, so that spirit man can rise up, you will feel the peace and the joy. You'll feel the peace and the presence of the Lord in your life all day long. We're going to teach you that. We're going to teach you all of that, how to continually walk in the Spirit so you can feel the relationship that God, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that you can have this peace and this joy. And this power, the miracles that we see in our ministry as we travel the world, the miracles that we see, the lame and the halt walking, they come from the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to teach you. That's what I'm here to do, walking in the Spirit. We're going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. Today we're going to be talking about one of these gifts that come from the Lord, and it's the gift of grace. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about grace today. You know, Jesus came and gave us grace. Grace came through Jesus Christ. And we're going to be talking about grace today. Listen, call someone. Tell them that walking in the Spirit is on the air. If you want to call in and speak directly, our number is 714-464-5218. 714-464-5218. Call someone right now and tell everybody that walking in the Spirit is on the air. We're going to be right back after this music, and we're going to be talking about the grace of God. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back to the program. I sing praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful song. I'd like to give a shout out to our listeners. We have listeners in New Zealand, in Zimbabwe, Southern Africa, here in the U.S. We have listeners all over the world. We welcome you. We thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Walking in the Spirit. My name is Brother Greg Prude. I'm your host here. Just to remind you that we're on every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. The Lord laid it on my heart to do this Sunday morning program. I just kept saying, Lord, why is that? He said, do the Sunday morning program. There are many people who are not going to church anymore. They're fed up. Just be obedient. You know, one thing I've learned as you walk in the Spirit, and listen to me closely, obedience is better than sacrifice. When you hear from the Lord, obey Him. Obey the Lord. Obey the voice of the Lord. And let me tell you how you can know you're hearing from the Lord. You hear so many people talking, and they say, the Lord told me that. You know, 99% of what I hear from the Lord is what I don't want to hear. Oh, come on, someone say amen. I'll say it again. 99% of the time when the Lord whispers something to me, it's something I don't want to hear. Hello? You know, all of these people talking about giving you a blessing and a word from the Lord, and they just blowing sunshine up your nose, saying, God said He's going to bless you with a car. You know, God is my Heavenly Father. He's my Father. He is my Father. He is my Father. And a Father instructs and guides and teaches. Amen. So we're on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, on again at 9 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, and again on 9 o'clock on Thursday evenings. Amen. So tell someone that Walking in the Spirit is on the air. The number is 714-464-5218. We're going to open up the lines later. I'll pray for the people. I'll minister to you under the unctioning of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. Well, today we're going to be talking about the wonderful gift of grace. Grace, grace. This is an amazing subject, the grace of the Lord. It is an amazing subject. You know, we're a New Testament church. We're a New Testament church. If you're a born-again believer today, you're part of the New Testament church. The New Testament church is the church that was established on the shed blood of Jesus. Come on, someone say amen. The New Testament church came about because of the work that Jesus did at Calvary. I don't hear any amens out there. We're part of this new covenant, the new agreement that Jesus made with the world after He rose from the grave. We're New Testament people, and our relationship is a New Testament relationship. You see, in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost was not there. They were guided under the law. They had to walk under the law. The Lord kept them until Jesus came. But thank be to God that Jesus came and shed His blood and established a new contract with us. And that new contract is the New Testament. That's why we read the New Testament. You know, don't get tricked up in these churches that are preaching from the Old Testament and getting you caught up in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was written to us, but not for us. It was written to us to the point that it showed us what God was doing to prepare for His Son Jesus to come. But once Jesus came, Jesus established a new testament. He established a new relationship, hallelujah, with you and with me. Can someone say amen? And part of that new relationship was the gift of grace, hallelujah. Grace, grace, grace. Say, thank God for grace. Come on, say, thank God for grace. Oh, my God. You know, in the Old Testament, if you did one thing wrong, the fire come out the sky and pop you. You messed up. You was gone. You was wiped out. But we now live under the dispensation of grace. Oh, someone need to say amen. And, you know, here's the problem. The churches today, the pastors, they so caught up in trying to get the money out of your pocket, you see? They trying to get the money out of your pocket. And in order to get the money out of your pocket, they can't preach about grace. They got to preach about the law. They got to tell you that you're cursed if you don't pay these tithes and these offerings, these tithes. You know, tithing was an Old Testament law that was laid upon the Jews. And the Jews, and the Jews. We're not the Jews, we are the Gentiles. So when these pastors are laying this tithing stuff on you, it is not scripture for the New Testament church. We're a New Testament church. Tithing was a Mosaic law that was laid upon the Jews because God was not pleased with them. So the way in which they were giving their goods unto the temple, unto the priests. But you see, we live in a dispensation of grace. Come on, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Someone say amen. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus established a new covenant with us. We're no longer under the Mosaic laws. We're under the grace of God. So be careful when you go to these churches and they go into the Old Testament and begin singing them Old Testament stories and whining around. That has nothing to do with you. Hallelujah. It's like if you grew up in North Carolina and you got a North Carolina driver's license and you moved to Georgia and you stay in Georgia for 5 years and you never change your license and the police pull you over and they say, wait, where's your license? How come your car is not registered in Georgia? I'm from North Carolina. The police would say, I know you from North Carolina, but you in Georgia now. Give me your, come over here. Yes, we came out of the Old Testament, our people, but we're not in the Old Testament anymore. We're in the New Testament. That's why we preach from the new gospel, the New Testament. Hallelujah. And you listen, in order to walk in the Spirit, you got to understand this truth. This is the truth you got to understand. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost was not with the people. It was not with the people. But in the New Testament, we now fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Ghost. We now fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Ghost. We now fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Ghost. And one of the gifts that he's given us is this gift of grace. This gift of grace. This gift of grace. You know, it's taken me a long time to get my arms on this grace, the grace of God. The Bible teaches us that the law came from Moses, but grace and truth came through the Holy Ghost. I'll say that again. The law came from Moses. See, the law, Old Testament, the law came from Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And as we establish this, all these teachings about walking in the Spirit, one must understand that to walk in the Spirit, you must understand this gift of grace. Hallelujah. And the scripture that we want to focus on today, and grace is so big, it's so hard to really put your arms around grace, but turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. Here's one of the perfect examples of grace that I relate to. You know, in this verse, we see the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament church, the Apostle Paul, who gave us the deep revelations about the rapture and the second coming of Jesus, the Apostle Paul, who went up into the second heaven, the Apostle Paul, who walked in such unction and in power, the Apostle Paul, who went all around Asia Minor establishing all these truths, the Apostle Paul, he had a problem in his flesh. You see, there was a problem that Paul was struggling in the flesh. Does that sound familiar? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And Paul said he went to the Lord three times. He sought the Lord three times. He sought the Lord three times. And the Lord, he said, Lord, help me with this. I don't know what the problem Paul had in the flesh. The scriptures tell us that Paul had illnesses. He had all types of things. But Paul went before the Lord three times. And the Lord came back and said, Paul, listen, this is what he said to Paul. He said, Paul, chapter 12, verse 9. He said, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, For when I am weak, then I am strong. Boy, this is a very deep teaching here. This is a deep teaching. Apostle Paul, a man who can hear from God. When he was struggling in the flesh, the Lord said to Paul, Paul, look unto my grace. Look unto my grace, Paul. Paul, look unto my grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient. Paul, when you are weak, thereby I am strong. You know, one thing about walking in the Spirit, we need to understand that we needed to be completely dependent upon the Lord. Completely dependent upon the Lord. So that when your flesh feels weak, that's when the Lord steps in. When you don't feel like you can make it anymore, when you can't go any further, that's when grace steps in. That's when the Lord steps in and fills that vacuum with his grace. I mean, how many times have you been up against a wall and you felt, you know, you something was going wrong and you knew that you were at the end of the rope, and in a deep in your spirit, you just said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, be with me. What you were calling upon was the grace of the Lord. And let me tell you, saints, this is one of the great gifts that the Lord has given us. And this is the gift that people, the devil is trying to attack with this new teaching that if you don't pay your tithes, then you cursed and God is no longer with you. If you don't give the church pastor all of that money, you cursed him. You know, that speaks right against grace. Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, nothing. That's why people are so confused today, because this teaching in the church today is causing people not to be able to see the Lord anymore. They can't see this grace. Now, grace is not something you get over on and you just do what you want to do. That's not what grace is. But grace is a gift that comes from the Holy Ghost, that comes from Jesus. And I thank God that grace is in our life. I thank God for grace today. I don't care to tell you how many times I've messed up with the Lord and I had to go before him and say, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. When I was weak and I couldn't make it any further, and then his strength, he said that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hallelujah. You should be rejoicing right now. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's an amazing story about grace. That's an amazing story. You know, grace is unmerited favor. Grace is when God blesses us when he shouldn't bless us. That's grace. That's grace. That's what grace is. When we lean upon his everlasting arms, that's what grace is. We're going to talk some more about grace. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to be right back after this little song.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as the wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. Right here.
Hallelujah. It was the blood. Amen. You know, I remember as a young child, the old folk used to plead the blood over us. We couldn't go anywhere without my grandmother grabbing me and pleading the blood of Jesus over us. And we couldn't go we couldn't do anything. The old folk would grab you and plead the blood. People are asking what chapter that was. I think Dorothy is asking what chapter we just came out of. Dorothy, we were in the second chapter of Second Corinthians. That last verse was from 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th and the 10th verse. To answer your question, I believe it was Dorothy Lee. That scripture we were quoting was from 2 Corinthians, 12th chapter, 9th and 10th verse. Powerful verse there. Powerful teaching about Paul. Where Paul went before the Lord concerning these things in his flesh. He saw them three times. And the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Listen, if you're listening to me today and you're going through something right now, the grace of the Lord is sufficient to take you through that. And I want to say something because I can feel this in my spirit. Some people have told you that God doesn't love you and that he's not going to step in because you've done bad things in your life. Listen, if you ask God to forgive you, he throws those things as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them no more. Hallelujah. That's the great thing about this New Testament relationship we have. Hallelujah. So there's people listening. I know you're facing a challenge. Go before the Lord and say, Baba, forgive me of my sins. Baba, this man was telling me that your grace that you gave through Jesus is sufficient. And listen, I can guarantee you that if you do the things he tell you to do, to live your life right, he's going to step in there and he's going to be faithful. That's what grace is all about. Hallelujah. That's what grace is all about. When Paul went before him, Jesus, the Lord said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, Paul, when you're weak, then I'm strong. Hallelujah. I remember as a young kid growing up in New York City, I grew up in the inner city, and the kids would, you know, sometimes I'd get into a fight, and some guy would be bigger than me, and he'd beat me, fighting and beat me all up and beat me, and I was weak. I couldn't fight no longer. I couldn't fight, you know, beat, and all of a sudden I'd turn around, and I was weak as I can be, and who was coming down the street? My big brother. Oh, hallelujah. I looked around, and my brother was coming. And when I was getting beat, I was weak, couldn't fight. My brother would come, and my brother would step in and handle the business. That's the same. Listen, we get in this life, we're going to come upon things that we can't handle. That's when we get, when we feel weak. That's when you say, Lord, I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace. And again, the church doesn't like to teach about grace today, most churches, because when you teach about grace, you can no longer teach about cursing. You can no longer tell people you're cursed and God don't love you because you don't pay your tithes and you're not giving the pastor all the money. See, you can't teach that when people get into the New Testament and see that that is not the truth. Let's go to another scripture here. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians, 2nd chapter, the 8th verse. We're going to go to Ephesians, 2nd chapter, the 8th verse. Listen, I don't listen to what man say. I base my life upon the New Testament, what the Word of God says. You know, man was, you know, you go to many churches today, everything is money, 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 money. And the way they get the money is by convincing you with guilt and guilt and guilt and guilt and guilt. And this has no scriptural reference at all. You're not saved because you're not giving it. Let's look at the scriptures. Ephesians 2nd chapter 8th verse. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. Oh, come on, stay with me now. It is the gift of God. Salvation is a gift from God. Salvation cannot be earned. Salvation cannot be paid for. Salvation cannot be gotten by us. Salvation is a gift from God. When you think about that grace and that salvation as a gift from God, you must then understand that God must really love me. That when I was yet in sin, the scriptures tell us in Romans, while we was yet without strength, Christ died for us. What are you saying, Brother Greg? The scriptures tell us in Romans that when we were yet without strength, when we could not help ourselves, when we were not able to do anything for ourselves, that's when Christ died for us. He didn't die for us when we got ourselves together. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. He didn't die for us when we got ourselves together. It's when we were not able to do anything on our own. That's when Christ died for us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This grace that brought forth salvation, it is a gift. And if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you got to do as Romans, you got to walk in the Spirit with no condemnation. You got to understand that through the mercies and the grace of God, He saved you. Nothing we could have done could have earned us this grace. Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works. Don't let these people tell you who are trying to get in your pocket that you got to pay the tithes. Tithing is Old Testament. Tithing has nothing to do with the New Testament church. The Bible tells us right here that we're not saved by our works. We are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody put a trick bag on you. Don't let them spin you. Don't let them make you think that Jesus doesn't love you. You have no idea how much Jesus loves you. Listen, those who are listening to me, the Bible said, eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard the things that God has prepared for his people. You know, one day we're going to go to glory, and the scriptures say that we shall see him face to face, and we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. That's the grace. Calvary was an act of grace. You need to look in the mirror today and say, God loves me through Jesus Christ. You need to say, I am somebody. I am somebody. I am a child of the Most High King. Listen, I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care if there's nobody in your life. I don't care if the bills can't be paid. But let me tell you what you have. You have the grace of the Lord that is in your life, and he has prepared a place for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Look at Ephesians 8 again, 2 and 8. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Oh, hallelujah. If you can get a hold of this truth, if you can get a hold of this truth, if you can get a hold of this truth, it will change your life. If you can get a hold of this truth, it will change your life. If you can get a hold of this love relationship, if you can really get a hold of this love relationship, it'll change your prayer life. It'll change the way you fellowship with the Lord. It'll change the way you walk. It'll change the way you talk. When you realize somebody loves you, when you realize somebody loves you, when you realize somebody loves you, love is a powerful thing. Love is a very, 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 very powerful thing. Very powerful. Let's read that verse again, Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift, it is the gift, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone be found boasting. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Listen, this is a love story. This is a love story. You may say to yourself, there's no one in my life that loves me. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans again that when we were outstrength, when we had our conversation in the world, when we were sinners, when we were separated from God, it pleased the Father. The scriptures tell us that it pleased the Father to bruise the Son. God was pleased to send his Son to die. Why? For you. Don't let no man, no woman, no so-called prophet separate you from the love of God. Don't let no craftiness, no hell in the word make you think that God doesn't love you because you don't have no dollars to give to this pastor. You know, I fear the day that these men and women stand before the Lord and God looks at them and say, you told my people that I don't love them when I sent my Son to die, and you told them I don't love them because they didn't give you money. Oh my God. God's grace. Those who are listening, my people in New Zealand and London and England and America, listen, there's a love that's a passing all understanding. And you know the way in which we compensate, we didn't earn this thing. There's no way we can pay him back. There's no way that we seem can't pay him back. But the way I found out how I pay him back is by being obedient and to giving him my life and yielding myself to him. As his next song says, by giving myself away to him. By giving myself away to him. Listen, you're listening to Walking in the Spirit. The number here is 714-464-5218. 414-464-5218. I want you to call someone. Tell them that Walking in the Spirit is on the air, and we're going to be right back. I give myself away. Enjoy.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What happened? If a generation embraced it. Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you. myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you.
Well, can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
My life is not my own.
Myself away. You know, we played that song to emphasize something that I said earlier, that we're talking about grace this morning, and grace is unmerited favor. Grace is something that you get that you do not deserve from the Lord. You know, remember we taught you that the scriptures tell us that the law came from Moses, but grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The law, the Old Testament law that was written to the Jews that has nothing to do with us, that came from Moses. But grace and truth, hallelujah. Grace and truth, grace and truth. What is truth? Truth is the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth. Who gave us the Spirit of truth? Jesus. Who gave us grace? Jesus. And this are part of the components that are going to allow you to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. We're going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. We're going to teach you how to walk in the Spirit. And as you walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, if you walk in the Spirit, you're going to get that joy and that peace that you've been searching for. Come on, let's be honest. Is there joy and peace in your life? Joy and peace doesn't come from what we think. It comes from fellowshipping with Jesus and fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. And if you stay with us, I'm going to teach you how to have such a prayer life. Let me just quickly tell you about prayer, something about how to walk in the Spirit with the prayer life. You know, I don't spend, and my name is Brother Greg. I've been all over the world preaching this gospel. I've established churches in many places in the world. People that are listening in now from New Zealand and London and Australia, Africa, these are churches that people that I've established in the faith all over the world. I lived in Africa for 6 years. I built 15 churches in Africa. Hallelujah. I've been in this ministry a long time doing the work of the Lord, doing the work of the Lord. But one thing I learned about the prayer life, let me just say it as the Lord leads me, how your prayer life can keep the Spirit of God alive in you. You know, I don't go a long time praying. I don't go and pray for an hour. I don't do that kind of trickology where you get up in the morning and say, let me go pray. And you go try to pray for 20, 30 minutes. And once you get your 30 minutes in, then you get up and say, all right, I done finished that. And then the rest of the day, you just go about your business. Remember, we're talking about a relationship with Jesus, a relationship in the Spirit. Could you imagine if you had a relationship with a man or a woman and they're your husband or your wife, and you got up and spoke to them in the morning, talked to them for 30 minutes in the morning, then you went the rest of the day having nothing to say to them at all because you spoke to them in the morning. What kind of relationship is that? Huh? Well, why do we do the same thing with the Lord? We get up in the morning and we say, oh, let me get my little prayer time in. You get your little prayer time in. Then you go the whole rest of the day, no fellowship with the Lord, no fellowship with Jesus, no fellowship with the Holy Ghost, and you wonder why your relationship is not good. Let me teach you a little trick that I've learned. I don't go a long time praying, meaning I don't pray for an hour at a time. I don't pray for half an hour at a time. I don't do that. I'm going to say it to you again. I don't go a long time praying. I don't spend a half an hour in prayer. But let me tell you the secret. I don't go a long time praying, but I don't go a long time without praying. You see, I don't get up in the morning and pray for 30 minutes and then spend the rest of the time on my own. I don't spend an hour in prayer. No. Let me teach you the trick. Don't spend an hour in prayer. Don't go a long time praying. I don't go a long time without praying. This is what I do. I pray every hour on the hour. At the top of every hour, I bend my knees in my spirit and I begin to pray to the Lord. You see? I might pray for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but I hook into the Lord. I hook into my relationship in the spirit realm and I begin to pray. And most of the time, I pray in the spirit so that my spiritual man is being renewed all the time. I stay in constant prayer. I'll drive down the road and I'm praying. I'll pray. You hear me? I continue. I pray. I don't go a long time praying. I don't pray for an hour, but I don't go a long time without praying. I stay constantly in prayer. And I'm going to tell you, that is a secret to walking in the spirit life. That is a secret to getting the power and the relationship. You know, many of you are in relationships. Would you much rather be in a relationship with someone who speaks to you all the time? Well, that's the same thing with the Lord. Our relationship is with the Lord. Listen, we're about running out of time here. This is Brother Greg. Your program you're listening to is Walking in the Spirit. Now, this is not for everyone. Some people don't want to hear this. They want to go back to the traditional way. Because what I'm talking about is that you must make a commitment yourself to do something. A relationship is two-way. It's two-way. It's two-way. It's goes and comes. You got to get involved and the other person has to get involved. There's a relationship. And that's what we're talking about here on Walking in the Spirit. Listen, we're going to be back again on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We're back again on Thursday at 9 o'clock. And if Jesus tarry, we're going to find you back here again Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Amen. You know, they talk about destiny, your destiny, your destiny. Let me tell you what I think about this destiny stuff. It's a bunch of nonsense. You know what your only destiny is? It's the one day to see Jesus. You hear me? That's what should be your destiny, is to one day see Jesus. All this destiny, your dream, all of this... Your destiny, Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Your true destiny is to one day see Jesus, to go up yonder and see him. Listen, this is Brother Greg. I'm going to prayerfully see you again, hear from you, talk to you again on Tuesday night, on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and again back again here next Sunday. We thank you for listening to our program. We enjoyed having you. Call someone and tell them that Walking in the Spirit is on the air. And next week, come join us. Remember, our number here is 714-464-5218. We're going to go up yonder one day. Hallelujah. We're going to see him face to face. Thank you for being with us. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you.